Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer with Vandermeer's View. We're talking about Kansas City Sunday. The big focus this week is going to be the quarterback. We have a new starting quarterback.
That's right. Case Keenum's going to get the nod, his first NFL start. I can't believe he has to do this in Arrowhead Stadium, a vicious place to play. But Case brings a lot of energy to the table, DP. He's looked good in practice. He was accurate in the preseason, and I think the team will respond to him. Whether that's enough to get the job done, we'll have to wait and see. But you have to like that Case Keenum has mobility, and he has experience winning at the collegiate level. I know that doesn't always translate to the National Football League, but you'd rather have it than not. And he's played in some big games in college. Maybe that vibe can help him out in this situation.
On the defensive side of the ball, the Texans had a big loss this week. Daniel Manning went on IR, and there's a starter named in his place as well, another rookie.
DJ Swearinger gets the nod, and it'll be interesting to see how he responds. You know, they loved him when he first arrived on Texans campus, if you will. The energy he brought to the table, you know, swag, and he had that demeanor about him that you loved. And slowly but surely, he's been making more plays, and I think what you're going to see here is maybe some rough spots, okay? But I think you'll see playmaking ability rise to the top. Now, it will not be automatic against the Chiefs because this is a tough place to play. Like we said, the Chiefs protect the football. But I think Swearinger over time is really going to pay dividends as a starter.
Tough place to play, a tough team to beat. What are the keys to winning this game on Sunday?
Well, you got
to
stop their run, you know, and we say that about a lot of teams, but it's especially true with them. Alex Smith is not a prolific passer. You know, they do protect the ball, they run the ball, they get turnovers, that kind of thing. You have to find a way to get a lead, get ahead of them. 7-10 points, let J.J. Watt, the defense, pin their ears back, get to work. Maybe force some turnovers for a change because they've been few and far between. And again, the Texans obviously have to protect the football. We say that every week. Maybe this is the week.
Let's hope it is. I'm DP Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer. That's Vandermeer's View for all coverage Texans. Check out our website, HoustonTexans.com.